If I do not choose to follow an idea, I will not believe in the next one. If I do not use an idea I choose, I do not trust the next one. It's a simple bit of logic. Ideas come into my brain in great abundance. They come into my brain and they say, take me, use me. I'm a beautiful thought. I'm a beautiful idea. They're from our inner self. And these ideas are all eager to be put into practice. These ideas are all eager to be brought forth into reality so that all the world can enjoy them, so that all the world can know what these ideas are, and all the world can have them be part of their activity. If I do not use an idea I choose, I do not trust the next one. It's a matter of building up a good habit of confidence. I take the ideas that come to me and I say, now, how shall I handle these ideas? What shall I do about these ideas? How do I put these ideas to work in my attitude, in my life? How do I put these ideas to work in my world? How do I utilize these ideas in a very positive, functional way so that they can be fulfilled? Now, the first attitude I come to, my ideas are not necessarily beneficial to me or to the world. They're just ideas. They do not have to be fulfilled. They are not going to make the world a lot better. They're not going to make life a lot better. They're not going to make all things a lot better. They're just going to be. Now, when I realize that the ideas come to me because they're fun, the ideas come to me because they're interesting, the ideas come to me because I am open to their challenge. I am open to their opportunity to express just what those ideas are. Now, am I ready to really express those opportunities of just what those ideas are? Am I ready to do that? Am I ready to live that way and be that way? Am I ready to understand and fulfill whatever it is that I have that comes to my mind? It doesn't really matter. Nothing is so monumental. Nothing is so outstanding. Nothing is so grand that it just has to be taken care of. Everything just is. If the idea that comes into my heart and my mind is never carried out, that's perfectly okay. But once I get into the flow of carrying out the ideas that come into my mind, the ideas that I have chosen to look at, then I start the flow of infinite ideas that will come to me so abundantly that I'll say, my goodness, how can I ever have time to carry them all out? And it's not a matter of carrying them all out. It's a matter of being thrilled by them, of being delighted by them. Did you know most ideas, in fact all ideas, come to our mind and we carry them out in our mind, we visualize them in our mind, we have them fulfilled, complete, wonderful in our minds. And of the infinite number of ideas that flow into our mind and are complete in our mind, a very tiny portion become a physical reality for the world in which I live. A tiny reality are manifest in ways that are beneficial for me and the world. Just a tiny reality. A tiny portion. And that tiny portion is because that is all that I felt the world needed. Now, it's important for me to come to this realization that all ideas come to me for my personal enjoyment. I do not have to share them. I do not have to make them be fulfilled in the physical plane. I do not have to do anything. I let go and let those ideas reveal themselves on my spiritual plane, reveal themselves in my divine self, reveal themselves to me and wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly. When I feel my ideas must be a benefit to mankind, be a benefit to the universe, when I feel that my ideas are dual-purposed for me and for someone else, then my ideas will die a mourning. They will die before they even have a chance to get off the drawing board. They will die before they even are fulfilled in my thought and my thinking. But when I think of these ideas and I say, gee, isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that fantastic? Just imagine, I'm going to create a car that is going to need no tires, need no engine. It's going to need no anything. It's just going to be a beautiful car that's going to have all the accessories in it that are just comfortable. And I'm going to get in that car and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to see my mom. Well, mom has long since moved on, but she's somewhere. She exists in the allness. She never ceases to exist. None of us cease to exist. We live forever. So I'm going to go and see her. Well, now I can go see her in my memory, and I can see her in actuality. I can see her in any way I wish. And in that matter, I see her, and I can go in my car that has no wheels and no engine and so forth, or I can go and visit my son and see him in San Luis Obispo up in Santa Margarita and just take my car and go zip up there. And I can also teleport. I can also do all of the things that my mind tells me would be interesting to do. But there's nothing that I have to do. There's nothing that I have to. It's true. People who have creative minds have an infinite number of ideas flooding their mind all of the time. People who have creative consciousnesses, who are illumined, who have imagination, who just flow with ideas, are people who are living their own ideas, their own way. Now, if any one person were to manifest every idea they have on the physical plane that they're living on, they would be quite busy. If they manifest them on the mental plane that they're on, they come, zip, and they're done, and you're off to the next one. You don't dwell with the previous ideas. You don't dwell with the previous thoughts and the previous manifestations. You don't give them a second thought. You've had them, they're done, and now you're off to the next one. Now, in memory, we sometimes go back to our previous ideas. We go back to our previous thoughts. And as we go back to our previous thoughts, we are limited because those thoughts were then. Those thoughts were at that point of our development, of our divine ideas, of our creativity, and we have long since passed far beyond that. It's simple to say, okay, we are now at a time where we just barter, and that's our way of sharing, that's our way of giving to each other. We barter with things that we have for things that we want. Today we use money. And today the word plastic money is becoming more and more prominent, and saying that one day we perhaps won't even have any physical money, any physical dollars and cents. It'll all be plastic. It'll all be on the net. It'll be all available to us, but we won't see it or know it, and our children's children may never get to feel what money's like and to know what handling money and going into a store and giving them money for an object and receiving it. We just give them our plastic card, always our plastic card. So many people still use money, but it is becoming passé. It is going out of style. Well, this is the same with many of the things that we have as imagination in our minds. Many of the ideas that come to us, we manifest them in our thinking, and then we let them alone because they have fulfilled their purpose to encourage us to think about them, to encourage us to wonder what their purpose is. But truly, if I do not use an idea I choose, I Do not trust the next one. Does it matter that I trust the next one? Does it matter that I use the ideas that I choose? It only matters if it is part of the ebb and flow of my activity, of my life. It is only if it matters that it is part of who I am. It is part of the divine in me. It is part of the reality that I am working with. It is always there. It is always there. And if I do not trust the next one, so what? I trust the next one only because I find it interesting. I find it fun. Or I don't give my attention to the next one because it does not challenge me. It does not charm me. It does not make me feel, hey, do something with this. It's just a matter of going into life and enjoying every part of it. Can I do that? Can I go into life and enjoy every part of it? Well, I certainly can, and I do. If I do not use the ideas that I choose on this physical plane, I will not trust the next one because I haven't fulfilled the purpose for which the idea came to me on this plane. But thinking of it from the broader spectrum, I have no need that I must carry out any idea that comes to me because I have already carried it out in my thought, in my mind. And if I want to carry it out further, that's my privilege and my decision. The only important thing in this world is for me to be myself and to have fun. The only important thing in this world is for me to know that there's no other calling upon me except to be myself and have fun, to be myself and listen to the beauty of the world, just to be myself. That's all. That's all that ever will be. That's all that ever was, and that's all that ever can be. But I enjoy it to the fullest of my being. Think on these things. The idea you have is for you, to use and enjoy as you wish. And if you do nothing further with it, that's perfectly okay. Just go on to the next one, and on to the next one, and enjoy all of the perfect ideas that flow in and through your mind, because they're there for you alone. Remember that. For you alone. Have a lovely day enjoying your ideas. I know I enjoy mine.